The World This Week. Politics.
India partially restored internet access in the Kashmir Valley, where it has been blocked since August. But the authorities are only allowing Kashmiris to visit 301 whitelisted websites. Social media services remain banned, and mobile data speeds have deliberately been reduced. The government says the measures are needed to impede terrorism.
Authorities in Pakistan arrested Manzoor Pashtun, the head of the Pashtun Protection Movement, which has campaigned for justice for victims of military abuses. He has been charged with sedition, among other crimes. Several supporters protesting against his detention were also arrested.
Democrats pushed their case for witnesses to give evidence in the impeachment trial of Donald Trump. They hoped to call John Bolton, the president's former national security adviser, who has claimed in a forthcoming book that Mr. Trump explicitly withheld military aid from Ukraine to press its government to investigate Joe Biden and his son. This claim is a central plank of the case against Mr. Trump, which he denies.
Possibly to take his mind off the impeachment trial and shore up his support among ardent pro-lifers, Mr. Trump gave a speech at the annual March for Life anti-abortion rally in Washington, the first president to do so.
In a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court let stand a new immigration rule that could stop legal migrants from becoming permanent residents if they use public welfare programs such as food stamps.
Donald Trump's peace plan for Israel and the Palestinians gave Israel most of what it wanted, such as a green light to annex occupied lands in the West Bank straight away. The Palestinians got conditional promises of something like a state and billions of dollars in investment at some point in the future. They instantly rejected the deal.
The American embassy in Baghdad was struck by 3 rockets, wounding 3 people. America has blamed Iran and its proxies for an increase in attacks on American forces and facilities in Iraq.
Heavy fighting broke out in Libya between forces loyal to the UN-backed government, which is supported by Turkey, and soldiers under the command of Khalifa Haftar, who is supported by Russia, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates. Despite an arms embargo, weapons are pouring in.
The biggest infestation of locusts for at least 25 years wrought havoc on East Africa. Heavy rains last year created ideal conditions for the pests. An adult locust can eat its own weight each day.
Holocaust survivors and international leaders gathered at the former Auschwitz death camp in Poland to mark the 75th anniversary of its liberation by Allied troops, amid calls to fight resurgent anti-Semitism. The presidents of Israel and Poland led the commemoration. About 1.1 million people, mostly Jews, were murdered at Auschwitz-Birkenau, the Nazis' biggest death camp.